World prepares for bird flu pandemic. This is UNnews. I'm Winston Smith. Geneva, Switzerland. Earlier today, the World Health Organization, WHO, announced that it had begun preparations for the eventuality of a bird flu pandemic, consulting with disease control officials and, in an interesting twist, statisticians. The WHO Director General announced that the organization had recently gone through a significant restructure and had closely examined different ways of improving the statistical figures generated yearly. The Director General said, "Having looked in detail at our business at the operational level, we quickly realized that our level of success was somewhat lacking, and thus looked to improve our operational figures." WHO Director General. As a way of solving this issue, WHO has hired former statisticians of Enron to aid with operations, with the DG quoting, "Thanks to our new employees, they were able to identify that we could vastly improve our figures of disease-related deaths simply by killing those affected before the disease does." As a result, WHO has proposed to the world governments that as a means of preventing bird flu from spreading, they are suggesting that the possibility of culling a large percentage of the population would be a simple and wise solution to the problem, also recommending that the team who is in charge of the British foot and mouth problem control should head the relevant task force in the event it is deemed necessary. Also, WHO has announced that these new methods have given them increased popularity with the Chinese government, who have noted that these revolutionary new ideas are suitable for aiding them in their current issue of overpopulation. Resultantly, with this new scheme, it is believed that with the proper planning and execution, the death toll could possibly be reduced to nil, although officials expect the actual number to be in the hundreds, since they anticipate some of the targets to actively resist. Nonetheless, Democrats have complained that these measures would still not solve the problem of acquiring mass graves, but WHO has currently brushed this off as a technicality. This is UNnews. I'm Winston Smith. Thanks for listening.